Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The broadcast tomorrow will resume on Monday with more exciting high school action. I think we have Riverdale-Ithaca baseball game, non-conference, coming up on Monday. We look forward to that. There's a ball high to Braden Argall. There's a couple of small schools that always have great baseball. 1-0 pitch. This one is going to be ripped to left down the line. Foul ball. One ball and one strike to the batter. New baseball comes in for Quincy. He's a left-handed pitcher and got some good experience the last couple of years on the varsity. Fits a little bit for the Plain home talent team as well last summer. 1-1, there's the pitch. Changeup is called, a strike. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Argall reached on a fielder's choice and scored last time, trying to find the range against Blakely. There's a late swing and a miss. And there is one away. First strikeout for Blakely. And the batter will be Ethan Haiti. Ethan reached on an error and scored in the second inning. Blakely set to work. The lefty deals. There's a strike. Getting a little bit of a curveball, just dropping that in against the Hornets. Nothing in one. From the windup, Blakely deals. This one popped up. The catcher chasing, and he's got it with a nice play. Abbott Milanowski makes the running grab, and there are two outs. Well played defensively. Back to the top of the order, and Brady Dosh. Brady has singled in two trips. Everybody getting their warm-up walk-up song today. Brady getting a little piece of, it sounded like AC/DC. From the windup, Blakely with a pitch. Bouncing ball headed up the middle. Cut off at shortstop by Gauger. There's throw and didn't get him. Nice play by Brady Dosh as he legs it out down the first base line for a base hit. Ray's got that out-of-the-box speed. A ball that wasn't hit all that sharply, but spent a little time on the bounce, and it took a little more mustard to get him. He beats it out. Wasinger has flown out and reached out an error. Facing Blakely, here's the pitch runner going. It's going to be a rip to center field. Going over is Sprecher. He should have it measured, and he will. That will do it in the inning for the Hornets. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the fifth here at RCHS. It is a 4-2 lead for Richland Center over River Valley in WRCO coverage of SWC baseball. WRCO and WRCO.com.
St. John's Catholic School in Spring Green and St. Luke's Catholic School in Plain offer small class sizes, innovative learning opportunities, and a fun atmosphere for each and every student. The pre-K through 8th grade year of schooling is the stepping stone to a bright future for all students. Consider St. John's in Spring Green or St. Luke's in Plain. Happy to serve your children with a quality education and a lifetime friendship. Call 588-2021 or 546-2963 for more info today.
Caring for you and about you at Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy. They pledge to care for you like a member of their own family with the highest quality products, services, and exceptional everyday value. Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy will deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise, along with dedicating themselves to being there in your time of need. Best of all, you'll have people you know and trust working for you. Make Spring Green Health Mart Pharmacy your pharmacy, located in downtown Spring Green.
Richland Center and River Valley locked up in a good one here in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play. Phil Nee with you, Mr. Fabulous, back at the controls as well at home base tonight. This is WRCO-FM, Richland Center. River Valley and Platteville Lancaster tied at 1 in soccer. Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca leading 5-0 over Richland Center. That is at the halftime. Here's the pitch to the first batter up in the fifth. And Blakely backs away at a ball. One ball, no strikes. Colin Van Horn will follow, and then Griffin Sprecher. McDonald from the windup kicks high and pitches. That one is outside. Two balls and no strikes. RC and Prairie du Chien softball tied up at last word. 2-0 from McDonald. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Ball three. So the batter steps out. Probably will have the take sign in this situation. There's the pitch by McDonald. It's a strike. 3-1. I say that, but anymore. See a lot of kids swinging on 3-0, whether it's called or they do it or aren't aware of the count. I don't know. Swing and a piece of it. That's strike two. Three balls and two strikes. Usually I was swinging away on 3-0. Hey, going for it. I don't want to walk. Come on. There's the pitch. This one fouled out of play. Phil Hacks, right? It's an old Brewer story. Chucky Carr, I believe it was. Full count offering from the delivery. That is outside and high, a ball. And Blakely takes a free ride from McDonald. Third walk given up. The batter will be Colin Van Horn. The Brewers had a young player by the name of Chucky Carr, and he was rather confident young man, and made a couple of not the best choices. It got him in trouble with the manager and the staff. Here's one foul back. Nothing in one. But he had a take sign by his base coach, and it was, I don't recall the count. If it was 2-0 or 3-1, I think it was 2-0. There's the throw to first and the runner back in time. But anyway, he got the take sign. He wasn't supposed to swing, and he did, and then popped it up, and then he got in trouble. But where he got famous was the quote in the press. Here's the pitch, bunt attempt, and it's a foul ball, and it hit the batter on the hand, it looks like. So Van Horn, a little sore in the hand. They'll give him time to recover. But anyway, the quote in the paper was Chucky Hacks, talking about himself in the third person. Chucky Hacks on 2-0. Come on, Chucky Hacks, come on. But Chucky got hacked right out of the Brewer organization, I think, shortly after that. So, and I believe somebody somewhere along the line had a website named that, Chucky Hacks. And it was kind of a look at some of the things maybe over the years that have not gone as so well for the Brewers, and some notorious characters through the years. Baseball lends itself to some good characters. Back when I played, too, you could get, and you could write a book about some of the guys and superstitions and some of the things that that went on. Not that I knew the game well, but I knew it better than most because I watched and listened to games all the time. Might not have been the best player, but I knew the game pretty well. Nothing in two. We're going to resume now. Here's the pitch. That one is high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Had a player, teammate, that tried to run to third base one time. 1-2, that was from the plate. Here's the pitch, popped foul over the screen. And the notorious strikeout that wasn't. The young players that went in and had 0-2, stood there and looked at two pitches Coach Dillon said, come on, swing the bat. 0-2, you know. So the next pitch came in like 10 feet high, and He swung. It wasn't 10 feet high. It was probably about 5 foot nine. He swung and it hit him right up in the helmet, and he fell down. And Fred Dillon goes, okay, he gets the base. He got hit. And the umpire said, no, he swung at strike three. And they relayed. He was all right, but he was hacking. Here is a swing and a miss, and there is one away. Van Horn is gone. So that is overall the fourth strikeout for McDonald. We go back to the top of the order. Runner at first, River Valley and Blakely. 4-2, Richland Center leading. It's the top of the fifth. McDonald steps off the rubber. Runner back at first. Top of five. River Valley putting two on the board last inning, trying to get something going again. Here's the pitch. Popped this way. Foul ball. And over onto the football area. Nothing in one to Griffin Sprecher of River Valley. Blakely with a good lead. He's got good speed over at first base. Wes Bosworth playing the bag for Richland Center. Runner going. The pitch is a ball. Argo with a throw to second. Not in time. And it scoots through into center field. Blakely with a stolen base. He'll hold there. Ball retrieved by Brady Dosh in center field. One ball and one strike on Sprecher. McDonald back and ready. Blakely leading at second base. Getting a little darker and almost looking like rain again. The pitch is upstairs for a ball. 2-1. The skies are really dark this morning in areas where the rain was. It never really got here. 2-1 offering from McDonald. There's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. McDonald gets the ball back. Runner at second base. Still only one away in the fifth inning. Winds have picked up a little bit, blowing out toward right center field. Here's the pitch. That one is down low. Blocked. Good block by Argel. And the count goes to three balls and two strikes. Hornets trying to keep the chatter up. Runner leads. McDonald to the plate. Check swing at a ball. He walked in. So two walks in the inning. Donald kind of laboring out there with some long strike counts here for the Blackhawks, and the batter will be Abbott Milanowski. He singled and scored last time. Abbott gets off the catcher's gear. Over on the softball diamond, Richland Center at Prairie du Chien still tied at one. Top of five with a couple of outs. Now it looks like it's going to the bottom of the fifth. Tied at one. There's the pitch. Foul ball. Out of play. Nothing in one. Jordan Gauger due next. Tying runs aboard for River Valley in this fifth inning. Milanowski cocks the bat. McDonald to the belt. The pitch down low, and it gets by. Runners are going to move. Second and third, they don't know where the ball is. And here comes Blakely. He's coming all the way around to score. Into third base is Sprecher. Hornets not able to find the ball after it got by, and it was still back of the screen when Blakely rounded third, and the Hornets hadn't gone and gotten it. They just didn't know where it was. Kind of lost track of the ball, and River Valley scores a run. They score another run without a hit, and that makes it 4-3. Sprecher all the way to third base. The count is 1-1 on Milanowski. McDonald working, checks the runner at third. Here's the pitch. Ball outside and backhanded. Count goes to 2-1. Runner leads from third base. 2-1 from McDonald. Here's the pitch. Popped off the handles. Foul ball. Over on the first base side. That is strike two. 4-3, Richland Center. River Valley scoring three runs. Still only one hit in the game for the Blackhawks. McDonald settling in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That's a big out. Two away in the fifth inning. Five strikeouts for Jacob McDonald. That brings up Jordan Gauger. He has struck out and walked and scored. So Sprecher stays at third base and will get the lead. McDonald from the windup, and here's the pitch. Strike call. Runner tried to score, throw home, and they didn't get it. River Valley steals home, and the game is tied. Close play. River Valley scoring on the throw back to the pitcher, and Sprecher, who's got great wheels, coming down the line, he scores, and we are tied. River Valley doing it without putting the bat on the ball and hitting it a ton. Haven't hit it any in this inning, but they're running the bases, and it is a nothing and one count. Here comes the pitch. Inside, backed him away. Jordan Gauger trying to reach base. Two away in the fifth inning. Brand new ball game. McDonald from the windup. Jacobs pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One ball and two strikes to the batter. McDonald checking the target. Taking a long time on this, and now the batter steps out. The pitcher steps off. Two outs, top of the fifth. McDonald ready the deal. Got away. Ball high, and the count is even. Two balls, two strikes to the hitter. McDonald checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Popped up behind second base. Going back the shortstop, and he'll have it. Wassinger hauls it in for out number three, and that will do it. River Valley scores twice without the aid of a base hit. Couple of walks and some nifty base running, including a steal of home by Griffin Sprecher. And there were no errors, none left on. We are tied as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. River Valley 4, Richland Center 4. In area baseball from WRCO Sports.
River Valley's athletic and FFA programs have earned a strong record of success throughout the years. The River Valley Booster Club helps to subsidize district funding for these programs by fulfilling requests that range from team equipment and clothing needs to sponsoring students through college scholarships. The Booster Club couldn't be successful without the commitment and support of the community. Community members are welcome to attend meetings held the first Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. in the high school library. Go Blackhawks!
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovations salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Gotham, in the Log Building.
It is the bottom of the fifth. Brand new ball game. 4-4 River Valley and Richland Center. Jacob McDonald leads it off for the Hornets against Quincy Blakely. There's the pitch, and it's down low for a ball. McDonald, Isaac Gauld, and Wes Bosworth due for the Hornets in the last of the fifth inning. Blakely is set. There's the pitch, and it's inside for a ball. 2-0. I don't have the lights on in my booth yet, but I may have to. It's starting to get a little darker. 2-0, here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Trying to save the school district some money. Leave the lights off here. May have to turn it on pretty soon. 2-1. Blakely from the windup. Here's the pitch. Changeup ripped to first. Down the line in there for a base hit. Line drive by McDonald going the opposite way over the first baseman's head. And the Hornets have hit number 5 in the game. Isaac Gauld will be the batter. He had a hard shot last time to third base that was misplayed. Runner at first for the Hornets. And Gauld in to face the left-handed batter. Runner coming in. Now, actually, here comes the third baseman all the way in, thinking Gauld's going to bunt, and he takes a look at the ball. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Again, Heiser playing in shallow at third. Here's the pitch. Got away wild back to the screen. And that means the runner, McDonald, is down to second base now. So the go-ahead run at second base for the Hornets on a wild pitch. The count is 2 balls and no strikes to Isaac Gauld. Blakely into the motion. The left-hander deals. The changeup ripped toward left. Oh, nice snag. No, he can't hang on. It's going to go as a base hit. Thought for a moment Heiser got a glove on it. I think he tipped it, but it was a shot in between third and shortstop, and runners at the corners for the Hornets. 2 hits in the inning, and the batter will be Wes Bosworth. So the Hornets get right back to work. They have 2 aboard with no one out here in the inning. Next Friday night, Richland Center softball will be hosting a tribute to the 96 state girls softball team. The Richland Center Hornets, the current Hornets, will be playing Mauston that night. Bosworth calls timeout, and now we'll stand in for the Hornets. McDonald at third, Gauld at first, nobody out in the fifth inning. Blakely ready, the batter squares, bunts foul, third base side, strike 1. Nothing and 1 to the hitter. That'll be a nice tribute. And I understand, talking with Heather Clements, who is one of the organizers, that they are expecting several players back. They're hoping they can make it back. Some live a long ways away, like way out of state, but some of them are going to try to make a real good effort to get back. Here's the pitch. Check swing at a ball. 1 ball and 1 strike. Coaches Cy and Vicki Dahlberg, I know, will be there, and a lot of the former players as well. Heather was mentioning some names to me, and I'm like, what? Oh, okay. I didn't think they graduated that long ago. Bunt attempt, popped up and foul. The catcher, Malinowski, going back. It's a little out of his reach, so it's strike 2, 1 and 2. As time goes by and the number of games and teams I've called, you kind of forget who is on each team, but I remember a lot of those names really well. 1 ball and 2 strikes from Blakely. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit outside. Count even. 2 and 2. Bosworth taking it all the way. Hornets trying to take a lead here. 4-4 ball game. Bottom of 5. Blakely back to work. To the belt and the pitch. Changeup foul back by West and out of play. Avery McGlynn due next for the Hornets. Blakely back to work with the 2-2 offering. There's the pitch outside. Ball 3. Full up now on the hitter. Bosworth 1 of 2. And a chance to give the Hornets a lead right here. There's the pitch. Strike call. Blakely with a nice pitch. And there is one away. 2nd strikeout for Quincy Blakely of River Valley. That will bring up Avery McGlynn, the designated hitter. He reached after being hit by a pitch in the 2nd, popped out in the 3rd. 4-4 Hornets and the Blackhawks here in the bottom of the 5th. McDonald at 3rd, Gauld at 1st. There is the pitch, and a swinging strike. Nothing in one. Logan Peterson due next for the Hornets. McGlynn is set. Blakely to the belt. Runner going. Here's the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate. Ball is going to drop and foul as it rolls to the third base side. The bunt squeeze was on. It'll go as a strike. Good attempt by the Hornets. The ball landing on the third base side. Foul. So it's nothing in two. McDonald, he was sprinting home on that one. Gets back to third base. Nothing in two pitch. There it is. Bouncing ball, third base side. Knocked down. Runner coming home. Will score. Throw to first, and they got him. But a run will score, and the Hornets take a 5-4 lead. McDonald crosses the plate. Isaac Gauld goes to second. Avery McGlynn grounds out a 5-3 putout, but gets an RBI. And the batter will be Logan Peterson. He has singled and struck out. 1-for-2 today. Now a timeout. I think the Hornets are looking for a runner for Gauld at second base. So he will leave the game, at least for the time being, and the Hornets bringing a runner out. Peterson is in now. Blakely ready to go. Runner gets a good-sized lead at second base. Here's the pitch. Changeup is above the letters for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Overcast and windy now on this Thursday evening. 1-0 pitch from Blakely to the belt. There's the pitch. Popped off the handles behind second. Going back is the second baseman, and Plumlee hauls it in for out number three. That will do it for the Hornets. In the inning, though, they score a run on a couple of hits. There were no errors and one left on. 5-4 Hornets as we go to the sixth inning coming up here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce the opening of Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital. Head pharmacist Dr. Madeline Oy is eager to offer convenient, integrated care to our patients. Transferring your prescription is easy. Just call the community pharmacy or request the change using our online patient portal, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
McDonald on for the sixth inning of work here for the Richland Center Hornets. It is a 5-4 ball game, and now River Valley gets back to the drawing board. Chase Gilbertson will lead it off, followed by Caden Plumlee and Drew Radel. Blackhawks have been advantageous, four runs and a hit unofficially today. Able to get on with a strikeout back in the fourth, and then a single by Abbott Milanowski, a walk, fielder's choice, another error, another walk, and they were off and running there as they were able to plate two runs there, two runs in the fifth, and the Hornets have untied it. Now Gilbertson up. He is 0-for-2 tonight. Here's the pitch. That's above the letters for a ball. According to our engineer, Mr. Tim Feed, AccuWeather saying rain starting in 9 minutes here tonight, so we might be in line for a little rain. There's the pitch, popped up first base side and out of play. One ball and one strike, and I kind of sense that because earlier today we were talking about the possibilities of rain, and that's a case where you wonder sometimes if you aren't better off to start a little earlier on these nights. 1-1 the count. This one is down low for a ball. But then again, how do you know? Count is 2-1 on the batter, Gilbertson. Time for a brief moment. Argo talking with Jacob McDonald, the Hornet pitcher, who has gone the distance today. Getting up a little bit in the pitch count. Here's the deal. That one is called low for a ball. Count now at 3-1 on the batter in the top of the sixth inning. Prairie du Chien leading Richland Center 2-1. That is in the seventh inning, I believe. So the Blackhawks have just got up on the Hornets over at the softball diamond. There's a strike on Gilbertson. Full count now on the batter. McDonald working now. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. He stays alive. So Gilbertson back up and swinging here tonight. Timeout for the plate to be swept off. Chase is back and ready. McDonald ready. Nobody on. Here in the top of the sixth inning. And the payoff pitch. Once again, here it is. Down low. He walked in. River Valley gets an important base runner here in the sixth inning. And the hitter will be Caden Plumlee. Caden has been on, hit by a pitch, and also via an error. Hornets have had a couple of guys warming up over in the bullpen today. Gilbertson leading at first. Here's the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brings it back. It's a ball. Snap throw back to first and not in time. Gilbertson creating a cloud of dust over there. One ball and no strikes. His coach giving him a few pointers over there, Stan Grimm. Mitch Heinemeier coaching at third base. Here's the pitch. Batter shows bunt, brings it back. It is a ball. Two balls and no strikes on Caden Plumlee. Now timeout as Coach Lemke comes out talking with his umpire. They've been watching the pitch count here today pretty closely as well. And I think maybe that what's in question right now, they're asking about the batter and his bunt attempts. No strikes on the batter. And the umpire's eyes, Plumlee has not offered with the bat, squared to bunt, did not make contact or attempt. Now he bunts it. Nice job out in front of the plate. Picked up by Gall. The throw to first in time, but the sacrifice is complete for River Valley. Gilbertson to second base. Plumlee with a sack bunt. A 5-3 put out, and that'll bring up Drew Radel, the catcher. He is hit into a double play and walked tonight. He'll dig in. Tying run at second base. 5-4 ball game. Richland Center in the lead. Top of the sixth inning. Here is the pitch. Ripped well left center field. Coming over. Should be playable. Haiti. He's got it. Tagging is Gilbertson. He'll hold there. There are two away. That will bring up Keegan Heiser. Heiser has popped out and grounded out here today. Right-handed batter. River Valley needing a two-out clutch. Something, and now time is called. Blackhawks going to talk it over with their umpire and then get a runner out. Sophomore Clyde Samples is going to run for Chase Gilbertson. An important runner out there now for River Valley with two away. Going to try to score him from second if something gets through, and a safety for Keegan Heiser. Runner leads at second base. Jacob McDonald looking in for the target. And the pitch to Heiser, backs him away. Runner going now to third. Throw to third. Gold puts the tag on, and they got him. Very close play. Samples coming on from second on the ball that was dropped, and River Valley thrown out at third base. And that will do it here in the sixth inning for the Blackhawks. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Richland Center leading it 5-4 over River Valley in area baseball action. Coming your way live tonight from the Richland Center Sports Complex on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Back in 1933, a new car only cost about $600, and a gallon of gas was around 18 cents. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and while we can't make the cost of gas or cars go down, we can help you with auto insurance, now offering GEICO. Contact us at richardsinsure.com or call 585-2137.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School, and we can give you a final from the softball diamond. It was Prairie du Chien winning 2-1 over the Hornets. Very good game today. And again, Hornets continue to make improvements, so a 2-1 final. Prairie gets the win in softball. Richland Center losing to Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca in soccer. That final is 8-0. That one comes to a close, and River Valley soccer team now trailing Platteville Lancaster 2-1. The Filney Flip Phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Here's the pitch to the first batter at the bottom of the sixth, and it's a swinging strike by Braden Argel. The count goes to 0-1. A little bit of a light shower. Some of the fans starting to maybe think about other plans. And this one is a ball. One ball and one strike. Argel, Haiti, and Dosh for the Hornets do. This one is inside, and the ball, and the count goes to 2-1 to the hitter. Blakely back from the mound, from the windup, the pitch. High, upstairs in a 3-1 count now. Blakely throwing hard. Now trying to find the range as he takes back to the mound. Three balls and a strike. From the windup, there's the pitch. Changeup down low. The Hornets have a base runner in the sixth inning. For Blakely, that's the first walk he has given up. Timeout for the Hornets to bring out a courtesy runner, it looks like. Going with number 13, Deacon Heis. And Ethan Haiti will be the batter. So Deacon at first, Ethan at the plate, Blakely to the belt for River Valley, and the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate, and it goes foul on the first base side. Good effort by Ethan Haiti. It just bounces foul. So they'll come back and try it again. Runner back at first base. The Hornets playing for an insurance run. Bottom of the sixth inning, Richland Center leading 5-4 over River Valley. So the runner, Heis, leads at first. Batter bunts again. There's a good one right out in front of the plate. Picked up by the pitcher. He looks at second and then instead throws over to Gilbertson at first base, and the sacrifice is complete. So Heis is at second, one away on the sack bunt. And now back to the top of the order and Brady Dosh. Brady has two hits today, 2-for-3. For Richland Center. So a runner at second base. One away in the bottom of the sixth inning, looking at the River Valley seventh. They will have the 7, 8, and 9 batters up. down by at least a run. The Hornets trying to get that insurance run home. Here's the pitch. Bouncing ball to third. Knocked down and bobbled and now picked up. And the throw got him on a bang-bang play. On the play, here is the runner. Hyes coming to third base, and he's there. Two away now. So for the Blackhawks, that was Drew Radel, who's now at third base, recovers and threw him out with the play. That'll bring up Cole Wassinger. He's been on base once in three trips. The pitch is taken for a strike. Nothing in one. Potential run number six in the game at third base for the Hornets. And a light shower now. Blakely to the belt. There's the pitch. Changeup stays high. The count is at one ball and one strike. Hyes tags up at third base. Gets a bit of a lead. Here's the pitch. That one is high. Count goes to 2-1 to the hitter. River Valley trying to get back to the dugout. Two away in the sixth. Here's the pitch. The changeup. Nice pitch. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes for Blakely. Eyes leads at third base. 2-2 offering. Down low, and it hit him. Cole Wassinger is on base. Two aboard, two away, and Jacob McDonald can help the cause. He makes his way in. He has flown out to center. He has popped out, and he has singled and scored. Hyes at third. Wassinger at first. Blakely to the plate. That's a strike. Nothing in one to the batter. Runners get their leads at the corners. 0-1 pitch. Blakely with the off-speed bounced. Foul at the plate. Two strikes now on the hitter. Back it goes to the pitcher. River Valley trying to get back to the dugout and put the rally caps on. Hornets trying to put another one on the board here. Nothing in two on the number three hitter, McDonald. Here's the pitch. Popped up toward the pitcher. Blakely makes the grab, throws to first for good measure, and that'll do it for the Richland Center Hornets at the plate in the inning. No runs. There were no hits. No errors, two left on. We go to the top of the seventh inning. Richland Center leading it 5-4 in high school baseball from the Southwest Conference on WRCO Sports.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
Are you looking for unbeatable deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction, your go-to for scoring big from the comfort of your home. Bid on state and local municipal surplus with new auctions posted daily. From cars, trucks, boats, and tools to collectibles, jewelry, equipment, and even firearms. You never know what you'll find. Head over to WisconsinSurplus.com now so you don't miss today's treasures. And don't forget to follow Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook for updates and featured items. Happy bidding.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School. Phil Nee with you as we get toward the seventh inning. And for Richland Center, it looks like Jacob McDonald is out. He's got a few pitches left. So we get to the seventh inning. Hornets leading it 5-4 over River Valley here in Southwest Conference action. Coming up, the Duncan Rewards play of the game. And then we'll turn it on to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update as well. But right now, this game far from over. River Valley with a rally cap shot, and Keegan Heiser set to lead it off. 5-4, Richland Center, top of seven. McDonald kicks and fires. There's a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Heiser, Quincy Blakely, and Colin Van Horn due for the Blackhawks. Nothing and one from McDonald. From the windup, here comes the pitch. That one is down low. One ball and one strike. Richland Center warming up a couple of players today in the bullpen. Deacon Heise was over there warming up. I believe Finn Lemke was as well in the in-between innings. One and one from McDonald. Here's the pitch. Off the handles, popped up and caught by McDonald. There is one away. Heiser pops out. One up and one down for Quincy Blakely. Light rain falling here at the stadium, and the Hornets leading it 5-4. River Valley down to its final two outs, and Blakely has grounded out and walked and scored one of the four runs for the Blackhawks. McDonald kicks and fires. There's a strike. Nothing in one to Blakely. Trying to make it count here today for the Blackhawks. Any old way, nothing in one. There's the pitch, popped foul and out of play. Strike two. A new baseball comes out for McDonald. One out, nobody on for River Valley. 0-2 on Quincy Blakely. From the windup, here's the pitch, just a bit high. One ball and two strikes to the hitter. Blakely adjusts the helmet and stands back in. 1-2 pitch, swing, get a miss, they got him. Two away, that is strikeout number six for Jacob McDonald. And the ball goes around the horn. Coming in for River Valley, looks like it'll be number 30, junior Austin Carstensen. So Carstensen reports in, batting here in this slot occupied by Colin Van Horn, and looks like Coach Ryan Lemke is coming out of the dugout. Jacob McDonald has been trying to go the distance here tonight. I believe he has been up there in the pitch limit count. Let's see if he's got a couple of more pitches in him. He can. Is he nearing 100? He can. Anything below 100, he can start to the batter and then finish up where he finishes up. Conference is over. He's still in the game, and getting ready now is Carstensen, the batter for River Valley. Blackhawks trying to get it back to the top of their order. JV action is still going on, a rainy Thursday night. 5-4, Richland Center leads. Two outs, nobody on. Carstensen is in against McDonald. Jacob kicks high, and there's the pitch. That's taken for a strike. Nothing and one to the batter. Griffin Sprecher will bat if Carstensen reaches. This one down low, backhanded by Braden Argle. One ball and one strike. Top of the seventh inning. It's do it or go home for the Blackhawks. Here comes the pitch by McDonald, and it's strike two call. Jacob McDonald with a tough pitch right there. Lowest part of the strike zone. One ball and two strikes to Carstensen. McDonald from the windup kicks high, and there's the pitch outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes to the hitter. River Valley down to its final out, its final strike. McDonald with the pitch. That one is going to be bounced toward first. Coming on is Lemke. Fields throws and got him over to Wes Bosworth for out number three. And this one belongs to the Richland Center Hornets. A 4-3 put out. That'll do it Today for River Valley, in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. Today's final in 6.5, Richland Center with the victory, 5-4 over River Valley. Coming up, our post-game comments and details on the play of the game, the turning point of the game, sponsored by Duncan in Richland Center. This is high school baseball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Duncan. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Duncan coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Duncan, turning point here today. You go back to the fifth inning. Jacob McDonald singled, went to second on a wild pitch, and then to third on a hit by Isaac Gauld. And the run coming home on the ground out by Avery McGlynn, who had a really good at-bat, a couple of strikes on him. He's able to put the ball in play and get that runner home, and it turns out that it is the winning run here tonight. The Hornets break a 4-4 tie, and Jacob McDonald scoring the run. He also, of course, is the winning pitcher tonight, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. Duncan Rewards providing you with some of the notes and highlights of the games here in the spring of 2025. Coming up, the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Welcome to the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Richland Center evens its record at 4-4 on the season with the victory, and now go to 1-1 in the conference. River Valley falls to 1-5 and 0-2 in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Brady Dosh at the top of the Richland Center order goes 2-for-4 to lead the hitters, and Jacob McDonald is the winning pitcher. He strikes out a total of 6 batters tonight and gives up just 1 River Valley hit. The Hornets did struggle a bit on defense, making a total of 3 errors tonight and helping out a couple of times at River Valley where maybe McDonald could have been out of an inning, but they were able to recover enough. For the Blackhawks, Abbott Milanowski, 1-for-3 with a run scored. Richland Center scored 4 runs in the bottom of the second inning, and some real key plays there. A couple of times the Hornets reached on errors. Brady Dosh in there, Cole Wassinger as well, keeping the inning alive, and Richland Center scores 4 times on 3 hits. Also, River Valley would come back to tie the game. They scored 2 runs in the fourth on a hit, and 2 runs in the fifth without a hit, and tied it up before Richland Center got to the eventual game winner in the bottom part of that inning. Abbott Milanowski starts the game. Quincy Blakely comes out to work the final 3 innings, each pitcher going 3 tonight for the River Valley Blackhawks. Well, the Richland Center win gives them a chance to maybe come back and practice a little bit tomorrow and get ready for more action coming up, something to build on tonight with their victory. And Richland Center next week with a game here at home against Prairie du Chien on Tuesday night and at Dodgeville on Friday night. River Valley with a game coming up at Platteville Tuesday, and then they will be hosting Potosi Cassville on Thursday before traveling to Prairie du Chien next Friday and Fenimore the following Monday. That's kind of a major league schedule. Rain coming down pretty well right now, and maybe they got it done just in time here tonight. A final in soccer. Richland Center lost 8-0 at Prairie du Chien River Ridge Seneca. Platteville Lancaster defeats River Valley in soccer tonight by a score of 3-1. Also on the Filney flip phone, Prairie du Chien wins in softball over Richland Center 2-1. Prairie scoring a run in the top of the seventh, and they made it stand up here this evening. Tim Thede will have more scores for us a little bit later on. Thank you for joining us for the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Once again, the final tonight, Richland Center 5, River Valley 4. Phil Nee saying goodnight from a rainy Richland Center sports complex. You've been listening to area baseball action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Cassie Bonde is now the coach at Stoughton, or has been now for the last several years. Cassie Paulson Bonde, who graduated from River Valley some years ago, will lead her team on Friday night as they take on River Valley in area softball. I talked to Cassie this week.
So this is my sixth year as the head softball coach, 11th year in the program overall.
Well, you're not old enough to be have been there that long, are you?
It doesn't seem that, but, you know, graduating in 2004 from Valley, so that seems a little bit longer than I'd like to think. But
well, you've coached in a lot of games, obviously, but playing against River Valley, that's probably a special one, isn't it?
It definitely is, yeah. Jane and I kind of started talking about getting that non-conference thing going when I took over as head coach. Gosh, that was 5 years ago. We came out there couple times. They've been here a couple times. Last year, I finally got that first win against her, so that was kind of special, too. I remember going out to the outfield talking to my girls, and I just said, thank you. Like, this was, you know, it's kind of that check off my bucket list as the head coach.
Well, you go back to River Valley. Will they have some family and friends from the area there?
Oh, for sure. It's funny because I'm actually Valley's starting pitcher, Tessa Schluter, is actually a cousin of mine. So her and I were kind of joking, you know, trying to get a big family picture after the game since it's her senior season. You know, I know that a lot of family's going to be cheering for Valley, but I know at least my parents will have their Stoughton gear on. My brother and sister will have their Stoughton gear on, but it'll be fun regardless.
Cassie Paulson-Bonde, her team from Stoughton, will be playing softball at River Valley starting at 5 o'clock on Friday evening. That's it for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. In a deadly campus shooting today at Florida State University. Police say two people are dead, five others injured after a gunman opened fire near the student union at the Tallahassee campus. He's been identified as Phoenix Eichner, police say, an FSU student and the son of a sheriff's deputy. Leon County Sheriff Walter McNeil says they're investigating how the suspect gained access to weapons.
Unfortunately, her son had access to one of her weapons, and that was one of the weapons that was found at the scene.
Police say the suspect, also hospitalized, was injured after he engaged with officers. A federal grand jury in New York returning a four-count indictment against Luigi Mangione, the alleged killer of UnitedHealthcare CEO. It includes a charge that makes him eligible for the death penalty. Jobless claims dipped last week, 9,000 fewer Americans filing for first-time unemployment benefits than the previous week. This is ABC News.
A resentencing hearing for the Menendez brothers in California now on hold until further notice.
The Menendez brothers' resentencing hearing here is stopped in its tracks as there is disagreement over whether the judge should be allowed to see a risk assessment the California Parole Board did on the brothers. The brothers' attorney does not want the judge to see that report or consider it when deciding if they should be set free. It's confidential. We don't know what it says. Attorney Mark Garagos angrily tossed insults at prosecutors, saying they've put on a dog and pony show. Now all sides are calling Governor Gavin Newsom's office to determine if that report is intended to be seen by the judge. Alex Stone, ABC News, Van Nuys, California.
New Jersey filing a lawsuit against online platform Discord, alleging the company represented the app as safe for parents but exposed children to sexual and violent content. The lawsuit claims the app's design makes it easy for children to connect with other users, but also allows predators to lurk and target them. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
On and off rain with some storms tonight with a low of 55, winds southeast 10 to 20. Warm tomorrow, a chance of strong to severe thunderstorms, high 70, winds northwest 10 to 15. Spotty showers tomorrow evening, clearing late at night and cooler with a low of 40. Partly sunny and seasonal on Saturday with a high of 59. And looking ahead to Sunday, Easter Sunday, sun to start the day, then becoming cloudy and breezy, rain likely in the late afternoon with a high of 56. Currently in Richland Center, the rain is pouring down, the winds are out of the north-northwest at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 53 degrees.